Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, May 26th, 2009. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber. It's a rainy day as we prepare this, but we are blessed to have this gracious act of God's provision upon our earth. Today's message is titled, We Serve Christ. Listen as Brooksine reads the scripture text from Colossians 3, 23 to 25.
Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for men, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Christ you are serving. Anyone who does wrong will be repaid for his wrong, and there is no favoritism.
Well, today we have on our hearts those who are experiencing or have experienced lasting hurt due to the inappropriate actions of other believers. If you have walked with Christ for any length of time, you've likely experienced the uncomfortable sting of another Christian's hurtful words or actions. This may be in the form of a moral fall by someone you had trusted and esteemed. It might be a harsh or unreasonable action or a betrayal. These deep felt hurts may come from our own families, our churches, and other ministries, or fellow Christians we work with.
When I think of the emotional or spiritual sting that I've experienced over the years from fellow Christians on occasion, I consider the analogy of an insect bite or sting. For instance, the honeybee is equipped with a stinging barb that lodges into the victim's skin. Anyone who has experienced this most uncomfortable pain will quickly remove the venom-filled barb to seek relief from the pain and swelling associated with the sting. But even after the barb is removed, pain, swelling, and itching will likely reside for several days, reminding you of that unfortunate run-in with the hostile bee.
Well, similar to the bee sting, a hurtful experience with a brother or sister in the faith can lodge deep into one's heart, causing great disturbance and even the unsettling one's faith if not kept in proper perspective. The circumstances of the hurt may sting even to the point of making you sick, emotionally or physically, if not kept in proper perspective. The truth is that we're all undergoing spiritual transformation at different places, different areas of our lives. We may overcome in one area while still struggling in another. We cannot depend on the degree of spiritual transformation in others as a condition to our own victory in Christ.
But this perspective is so hard to apply when we are in the midst of pain. We consider a friend who experienced a hurt due to the wrong actions of another believer. By all evidences, he is showing a sweet spirit in the midst of his unsettled circumstance. And that is a wonderful demonstration of faith and spiritual victory, and a great model to me. Perhaps he is finding some consolation in the old adage, better to have been wronged than to be doing the wrong. Or maybe in his spiritual maturity, he is personalizing the scripture lesson today and reminding himself, it is the Lord Christ I am serving. With intention, he's choosing to rise above the circumstances instead of sinking under them.
Well, we ponder the scriptures in regard to the situation this hurting brother is going through and similar situations that we've had in our own life. Paul, through the Holy Spirit, reminds the believer that no matter what difficulty or challenge we face, and I quote him, it is the Lord Christ you are serving, end quote. The writer of Hebrews reminds us that we can say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me?
When we are hurt, and undoubtedly some of you are in the midst of these kinds of hurts, it's so important to know this truth and keep this perspective.
It is the Lord Christ I am serving. When you look into the face of the one who has contributed to your emotional pain, by faith, may you see that person through the compassionate eyes of Christ. God will bring healing to you today, my fellow believer, and he will help relieve that venomous sting that inflicted you in the first place.
Let's pray together. Father, you are a friend that never leaves us nor forsakes us. When we feel that a friend has despised, betrayed, or misrepresented us, we can take it to you in prayer. because you know all about it. You know the motive of our heart while others may not, and you guide us accordingly. Give us insight and wisdom regarding our relationships with those of the faith and those who are not. Keep us from harboring a vengeful spirit or allowing bitterness to root within our hearts. We want to grow and mature in the ways that make us more like you. Help us to do so. We pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, you want to read that, Brooksie?
Well, a couple of additional notes, I think, that if you want to bear with us here, I think that might be helpful, particularly for those of you who may be experiencing this right now. You know, we've had much more blessing from our relationships with fellow believers than those that have been hurtful. I think all of us would say that many times over if we've walked with the Lord long enough. The needed perspective for all of us in the midst of a strained relationship is to realize that there is often misunderstanding or miscommunication. Often our actions are based on our emotional perception of a matter rather than the cold, hard facts. Be careful of falling into this error. Loving, clear communication and a prayerful spirit are keys to working out matters. If we apply Paul's words in Philippians 2, each of you should look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others, we would find ourselves much more fair-minded and would seek to blend our perspectives so that we build one another up as opposed to tearing one down, as prescribed in Scripture. And lastly, let me just share that since I'm a gardener, I occasionally pull a weed
material here, friends.
Or cut a flower that has a bumblebee hiding under a leaf. When my finger gets that stinger, believe me, I let go real quickly and head to a cold faucet for relief. I've also found that my aloe vera plant brings great relief to the site where the bee stung me. The sting usually leaves me with intensive itching for days. When this happens, I carry a stem of the aloe vera plant and extract its juice over my itch, and it will go away for quite a long time, maybe even for the rest of the day. I consider the analogy of the bee sting in our lesson today to that of a brother or sister who has stung me with words or actions. The Bible's like the aloe vera plant. It brings soothing relief, and it also brings about spiritual growth and needed perspective. The time I look back to one of my greatest periods of spiritual growth was during a saint sting. Instead of shrinking back, I moved forward in the ways of the Lord because Jesus had the remedy for my pain written in his book. Try it because it really does work.
Well, thanks for sharing that perspective, Brooksine, and a bit of a medical lesson. Well, thank you, podcast listeners, for joining us today. It continues to be a rainy day here in our neck of the woods, but we are blessed by the rain. Our website is dailyencouragement.net, in case you've come through us in other means other than through our website or email post. This is the message that we have prepared for Tuesday, May 26, 2009. We do have several photos on the site today, just to uplift you, and some music that we feel would bless you in regard to the lesson today as well. Thanks for joining us, and may God continue to help us all to serve Him faithfully.